Good afternoon. I'm Bob Tim. You're on My Not Today. I'm your host, and my guest today is Scott Burlingame. Say good afternoon, Scott.
Good afternoon, everybody. And Bob, thanks for having me on today.
It's my pleasure. I've really been excited to meet you. Our paths have crossed on other endeavors, but I've never got to meet you.
Yeah, you know, it's funny how in a community like Minot, you come and go and you see people and you know names, and having that opportunity to sit down and just converse a little bit can be so valuable. So I appreciate this opportunity.
Scott, I know that you wear many hats, you've worn many hats. Right now, for this interview purpose, we're going to talk about two of those hats. You are running for the Minot City Council when that comes up. And I also want to talk about your position as Executive Director of Independence, Inc.
Absolutely.
Let's start with Independence, Inc., because that's what brings the bread home.
It does. It sure does. And Independence Incorporated, we're a disability rights organization. We serve people with all types of disabilities of all ages. And essentially, we work with folks to help them to become empowered, to set independent living goals, to help them, you know, take charge of their own lives. And then the flip side of that is that we work with our community to engage our community to make it more accepting and accessible and open for people with all types of disabilities. So it's kind of a dual mission we have.
That sounds great. And again, a great way to benefit the community. And when you say all kinds of disabilities, are we talking everything from mental health to
PTSD, yep.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. If you look at kind of the pie as it would go, about a third of our population would be people with physical disabilities. So that might be somebody that uses a wheelchair. It might be somebody with a bad back. It might be somebody with, you know, arthritis or living with the effects of aging or something like that. The next biggest part of that pie would be people with mental health issues, as you just talked about, PTSD, depression, anxiety, all of kind of those type of things. And the third biggest slice would be folks with cognitive disabilities. So that would include learning disabilities. It would include ADHD and things like that. And so those are the three biggest kind of slices of the pie. And then on top of that would be people with hearing loss and vision loss, and then folks that have kind of a combination of all of the above.
Now, if people would like to learn more, you have a great website.
Thank you.
And I used to be able to find you over by First Baptist, but you've moved since then.
We have. We're right across from the State Fair Center right now from the State Fair Grounds in the Herslip Management Building over there. For some, we know it used to be a path. And I hear different stories all the time of what the building used to be. But yeah, that's where we're located now, on 2000 East Burdick Expressway.
And that's easy to find. Lots of parking.
It is.
Yeah.
Yep. It's a good location. We're very happy in that location. So,
now you've served on numerous boards and coalitions, the homeless shelter. Let's, you know, just give me one quick briefing on the homeless shelter, because this is a time of year where that's important.
Right. You know, and I've been fortunate, I guess, if that's the right word, or blessed maybe, to have been involved with this going back to shortly after the flood. And when the city began to apply for their resiliency fund, they realized and recognized that one of the things that Minot needed to be a little stronger is a family homeless shelter. And right now we don't have it. We have a place where women and children can go, and we have a place where men can go during the winter, but we don't have a place where families can go. And the reality is that if you're in a situation where you're homeless, you don't want to get divided from your family. That family core value is extraordinarily important. So we've been working for a really long time to get there. The resiliency grant has helped with the funding of the purchase of the building, which has now happened. It's in the same area where Hibachi restaurant is located, and there's a hotel behind that. And Lutheran Social Services came in and they helped us out by, actually, they're our fiscal host, and they actually own the property. And there's just a coalition of a whole bunch of different agencies that are getting together and going to make this homeless shelter happen eventually. So.
Oh, that's really super. And what a great facility to have that in. So centrally located for shopping and...
Right. You're right across the street from a shop, you know, from Marketplace Foods there. You're on the bus route. It's kind of in the main vein of town when it comes to you know, commerce and all that. And that's very important because you don't want to have a homeless shelter where people that are struggling are going to be, you know, completely set away from everybody else. You want them to be where they can get the jobs and get to their jobs and get to the services that they need in order to transition out into a more permanent housing solution.
My friends know that one of my favorite stores is right there called the Salvation Army.
Yes, it sure is. Yep.
And you've been the vice president of Minot Nonprofit Alliance. So that also has to give you a lot of knowledge about the community.
It's a fantastic group. And it's just it's a group of various nonprofit leaders from this community that, you know, has been around for a long time, over 20 years, I believe. And for a long time, it was just a coffee group. They got together once a month and had coffee and shared. In the last year, year and a half, we've done a whole bunch of more with it, really trying to kind of accelerate our learning. So a lot of opportunities to learn as well as to, you know, kind of raise the profile of the value of nonprofits in this community, because we do a lot, and we do a lot that maybe government either can't do or for sure shouldn't be doing. And we're pretty efficient with how we do it. So we want to make sure that we promote ourselves as an industry.
Well, that's a good segue into government. So let's talk about the Minot City Council. And I have to throw something out there quick, is that I was just visiting with somebody today that said they liked the old system because they got 13 people working extremely cheap, and now they got 7 working for twice the price or something. No, I don't know anybody that goes into a position like that for the money, because for me, although I ran once quite some time ago, it's not a money-making thing, not for the headaches.
You know, when I was moving towards making this decision, I had a lot of conversations with a lot of different folks, and I kind of came to the end that they said, you know, well, if you feel like you have too much free time and are too many friends, you maybe should consider running, because the reality is it's going to take a lot of time. And then just by nature, politicians tend to, you know, make decisions that sometimes upset people. And I get that. And that's just the reality of it. But I've always been a person, Bob, that believes in service. I grew up, you know, a family that was very engaged. My parents were engaged in our church. You know, they were engaged in Cub Scout leaders and the volunteer fire department in the town I grew up in, and community first responders. And I grew up in a family of service. And so I kind of felt like I have some skills that maybe I can offer to our city to help make Minot into a community that people choose, a community that people want to live in. And I'm not saying it's not now. I choose this community. I'm a big ambassador of Minot, but I feel like I can use my skills to maybe help a few more people experience that.
I agree. And with your experience, I think you're a great fit.
Thank you.
Scott, I'd like to ask you about a statement I saw in the paper the other day that you said that, quoting here, "I also believe my experience in engaging with the community will allow us to bring the right people to the table, helping the city to get things done right and save the taxpayer money." Now, saving the taxpayer money, payer money, sounds wonderful. Let's go on to the right people part of that statement.
Sure, Bob. The reality is that within the Minot community, we're pushing 50,000 people for a population. And there's a lot of new people in this community. And one of the things that I've learned is that as you're engaged and as you're involved, you see a lot of the same faces. And I just think that maybe we can do a little bit better job of reaching out to and listening to some folks that maybe aren't engaged. And I know that because for a few years, I wasn't engaged. And in the last, you know, little bit here, I've been able to kind of step up. And I believe that there's maybe a few more people out there that can step up. And you can look no further than what I was talking about earlier with that homeless shelter. That getting the right people to the table meant getting people from communities of faith, people from government entities, people from nonprofit organizations, community stakeholders, local government officials, getting all those people together at the table and kind of being very intentional with making sure that we work through a few issues at the beginning. And then kind of getting that shared ownership and that shared value of being able to complete stuff. So I think that's something that we can do a little bit better job of if we're just a little bit more intentional. And I'll give Mayor Sitma and the current city council a lot of credit for that. They've been really engaging and doubling down on the importance of community engagement, sharing information, using social media to get information out there. There's a lot of good things that have been done already, but I just think we can take it to the next level as well.
I do too, and I like the fact that you are a cheerleader for the community. I feel the same way. It's easy to write scathing letters to the editor, which we see all the time, but what about boasting about our good things? I mean, it's like they say with social media, when you say something, it's out there for everybody. Well, the same with the newspaper. Somebody that's considering moving to Minot, and if they look at the paper through the internet or whatever, and they see some of these negative spiels, they're probably thinking, what am I moving into, or what am I getting into? And this is a great place to live. I chose to bring my children here when they were toddlers because I felt that Minot was a great place to raise a family.
And it absolutely is. And I think that for far too long, we've allowed those negative voices to have too much influence over what we do. I really believe that when you get the right people together to sharing the right message, we can make Minot better. And it's imperative. It's absolutely necessary, because when I talk to business owners and entrepreneurs, they tell me time and time again, one of the biggest struggles they have is hiring enough employees. And so if we're going to bring employees to town and get people to stay here, we have to make Minot a place that people choose. And part of that does come down to how do we as Minotians talk about our community? How do we value the importance of our community? This isn't just a good place a few weeks during the summer. This is a good place year-round. There's tons of fun things to do here in the middle of winter, and we've got so many community assets. And so I think having that ability to just be unapologetic in saying that and kind of promoting that, it's extraordinarily important. I actually think it's probably the most important key to economic development right now, is if we can fill those jobs. There are millions and millions of dollars in unfilled jobs right now in this community. And if we can get some of those jobs filled, the impact of that is going to be huge. So
I like your goal of promoting community involvement. And some of these naysayers, they need to get involved. They need to find out what's really happening out there. You hear too much about that the city people just want to spend money. Well, they need to know how this works, what's actually going on, where that money's actually coming from. And you being involved with the resilience, you know that there's certain things we have to do. And if we hadn't been doing some of these things, we'd probably have no flood protection at this point, probably nothing going on or anything, but we had to do things. Some things we had to hold our nose at, but we had to do it to get the funding to make things right.
Right. Yeah. Sometimes you got to be careful you don't step over a dollar to save a dime. And so you're spending some of those items that they're a lot of money to you and I, Bob, but in the whole scheme of things, maybe aren't a whole lot of money. And the reality is that sometimes by spending it the way that, you know, you spend a dollar here because that's what they say, you get $9 over here. And that's $9 that we don't have to collect in property tax or in sales tax. And that matters. As we're paying for flood control, which is absolutely imperative for this community, if we can bring in outside dollars and outside investment to help with that, we need to do that, because, you know, that allows us to make Minot a more secure community long term, and allows us to, you know, kind of just make ourselves safer, I guess. So,
Scott, I want to give you a plug here for your potential political career and say that you need to gather some signatures.
I do.
How do people get on board?
Yeah, right now I have a social media page, Scott Burlingame for Minot City Council. Is probably the easiest on Facebook. You know, you can give me a call at my cell phone number, 701-429-0591. Shoot me a text or a call. And yeah, we look forward to kind of having communication with people. So
let's give that number one more time, much slower.
701-429-0591. And you can call me or give me a text.
Scott, thanks so much for being on Minot today.
Thank you, Bob, for having me.